The girls chatting and laughing outside the Swahili Port Hub building are all part of Pwani Techno Girls organization. The organization began in 2015 to inspire girls and women at schools and university to get involved in and make careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
When I went to college, I entered in a class where I wanted to learn computer science and technology. There were only 3 girls out of 30 men. So I said, we should empower more girls to use technology so that we can grow in all terms. And now technology can solve any problem that you want.
Latifa Wanja has been a member of the organization since she was 20. On completing secondary school, she developed a mobile phone application known as Usalama +++. Usalama is a Swahili word meaning security. She explains how the application works.
The first plus, it's about the security itself. The second plus, the GIS could locate where garbage locations are because there's a lot of garbage in Mombasa. Third plus, it's about using technology like the robotics to have sensors in your home. So when someone just comes in your home and he or she is not invited, you can just get a notification in your phone.
Laura Achieng is 17. Just like Latifa, she has created a mobile phone application known as Shine that aims to solve the inaccessibility of reading materials and its distribution in schools.
We were able to come up with the problems facing the community and create solutions. So at that moment, we were looking at the accessibility of books to the students, and we decided that let's create an app that the students will be able to link the business people who are dealing with distribution of books and to the schools. We called it Shine App because we wanted all the students to be able to shine. We haven't brought it out like to the market because technology is evolving. We can just modify it and kind of make it to be more technological. Through that app, I was able to identify myself in the field of technology.
It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The lecture class is about to start on the first floor of Swahili Port Hub building. All the lectures are meant for female students only, and today there are 15 girls present. Aisha Abdul Kadir, an officer at the organization, says a lack of female mentors in scientific disciplines has posed a major challenge in Kenya.
In Africa, there are a lot of opportunities that are available for women in science and technology. But unfortunately, we see a lot of women who are very passionate, girls who are very passionate, but they lack female mentors who can actually guide them through their career life. Majority of the girls feel like software development or coding or anything to do with programming is a field actually meant for only men. So Pwani Techno Girls, we are there to bridge that gender gap. We create a platform for these girls to interact, share experience, and also mentor each other at the same time, what we call peer mentorship.
Okay, ladies, you can come and speak.
Their lecturer today is Ruth Kaveke, who is also the executive director of Pwani Techno Girls. Ruth is a web developer by profession. She says it was the intimidation she experienced from male colleagues during her internship which inspired her to start the organization.
When I was in the university, I went for an internship. I knew what the company wanted, all the software, all the tools that they used. But the first thing really frustrated me. My supervisor was like, Ruth, can you do this? I was shocked. I just kept quiet and told him, give me time during the process that I'll be here. You'll actually see. But I was even very good. I was even assigned a task also to supervisor. The interns were already there. This really motivated me. Went to talk to my friends. They were experiencing the same problem. So we decided to come together and to train these young girls. We even have girls, ladies who earn money from whatever we've trained them. They can create websites for people. They can get payment.
In 2017, Ruth was among 100 women from Africa, Central and South Asia, and the Middle East selected to fly to the United States to participate in Techno Women, a 5-week program that offers educational and professional empowerment.
I wanted to advance my skills in web security. I was placed in Mozilla and I was able to gain a lot, of even more than what I expected. One of the things I learned in San Francisco that we had mentors who are engineers. And even at some point, they are pregnant, but they can even go to office even the last day. They can climb big towers. If they are scientists, they are inside the labs. Like, nothing that if you are a woman with all the challenges or how we are made, actually cannot make you go into sciences. And with such programs like Tech Women, Pony Techno Girls, we are seeing more girls are being interested into technology and science.
Pwani Techno Girls has so far worked with 180 girls in secondary schools and 4 universities in Mombasa and reached more than 400 girls and young women in science. Slowly, as more women work in these fields, they are reporting that change is happening for the better. But they all know lots more work still needs to be done. For DW, I'm Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.